Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Shannon, should I say good evening, good morning, good morning?
Well, good evening to you from LA.
Is it not night? Is it not midnight or something where you are now?
Oh, it is. So does that mean it's morning again?
Oh, yeah. You've crossed over into morning, yeah. So come here. How lucky are you coming across to the Oscars for Today FM? Absolutely amazing.
I know. I mean, I'm just counting me lucky stars here. I don't know what I did, but like, here we are.
Yeah, well, listen, between Vegas and red carpets in London and now heading off to the Oscars, it's absolutely amazing. I'm just interested in, look, we all know what the Oscars is all about, superstars and whatever. That's fine. I'm more interested in you, Shannon. So tell me, like, what do you pack when you're going to the Oscars? Like, are you bringing all your fancy glam dresses? Are you bringing any comfy clothes? What are you doing?
Well, first of all, I'm sitting here right now in my Oscar Wilde dress. My makeup is done, my hair is done, but I took off the heels and I'm currently wearing Penny's flip-flops and the hotel dressing gown because I'm a bit chilly now. So that's where we're at right now.
Right.
But in terms of packing to come over here, I'm actually a tomboy, believe it or not. So I only get glam when I have to go to these events. So I pretty much put every single thing in my suitcase and then we just hope for the best on the day.
Gotcha. And how many events, how many fancy dress-up swanky events, including the Oscars, will you be going to?
So we went to the Oscar Wilde tonight, so that was our first one. Then our second one will be the Oscars. And then we're going to pray to all of the people in the world that we get to the after party at the Oscars.
Yeah,
and if we don't, we might have to go through a bush or something, you know. We're just going to have to really try.
We're Irish. We could always figure a way to get in somewhere. There's no question about that. We've full expectation you'll be in there, Shannon. And then in terms of, like, you know, LA, like, have you ever been before? I know you were in Vegas for you too, but have you been to LA?
I've never been to LA before. I've never even been to America until I started this amazing job. And then you sent me to Las Vegas. Now you sent me to LA. So you're literally sending me to all my wildest dreams. Great. Oh,
what's LA like?
It's actually beautiful. Like, I'm a bit starstruck. So we were walking down the Oscars red carpet today because obviously it's all getting done. It's prepped. The carpet's getting out. The lights are being put on, you know. And that's where the Hollywood Walk of Fame was. And I didn't even know. I was in there taking videos for social media. And then I was like, there's a star. There's another star. We're on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And I was just legging it down and like reading all of the names to see how many people I knew. I was like, oh my God, Will Ferrell. I was like, James Dean, I love
so,
it.
In a way, you can tell all your friends that, like, I've met Will Ferrell. And then in brackets, just going to go, his star. But anyway, I met Will Ferrell. Like, these are all claims to fame.
And I met it and I touched it as
exactly.
Well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And is the buzz around the city there now? Or, you know, sometimes when, you know, we're all excited about things like the Oscars, LA is just kind of like, this is just a normal weekend for us. Can you feel a buzz or is it still a bit all normal?
Do you know what? It's actually gas because we were in an Uber and I've actually never gotten Ubers before, but we've got a lot of Ubers since we've been here and the traffic is mental, lads. You're not even like, it's ridiculous. It's on another level. But we were like to the Uber guy, we were like, yeah, the Oscars and everything. And he was like, oh, I didn't even know the Oscars was on. And I was like, you just told me you were born and raised in LA and you didn't even know the Oscars at all. So the locals haven't a clue, but sure, look, we're here to celebrate.
Yes,
the
we
Oscars.
Are.
Now, look, and of course, Killian.
Well, I was going to say, let's get straight to Killian because obviously there were lots of clips doing the rounds of Killian on his flight over to LA and everything. That's amazing. But did you manage to catch up with him at the Oscar Wilde party at all?
Of course I
did. Yes.
Well, you won't believe it. He was actually the first person on the red carpet. I actually wasn't expecting him to be the first. I thought he would have been the last.
Yeah, of course. So does he seem relaxed and confident or is he kind of bricking it or what?
He was relaxed. He was confident. I asked him about the Oscar. He was like, he's not thinking about it. I was like, liar!
Total spoofer, yeah.
You can't sleep. Tell me what I want to know. But yeah, he was really chill. He was really relaxed. But he has to be low-key freaking out inside because he's only human at the end of the day.
That's it, completely. I've met him a few times and he's so nice and unassuming and such a genuine person to have a chat to. So I would imagine as big as he is, as famous as he is, as successful as he is just one of the lads. And now all of a sudden he's nominated for an Oscar and let's fingers crossed he's the man taking it home. That'd be absolutely amazing.
Please God.
Come here, have you anything funny when you were chatting to him? Did you Shannon him up? I know you did. You asked him something ridiculous, I bet you.
I have full on egg on me face. I can't even. So basically, long story short, there was a story going around 3 days ago that a chunk of Killian's hair is for sale for 7K.
Right?
I know. Straight off the set from Peaky Blinders. Okay. The wig maker got hold of it and now it's on sale. You can actually buy a strand of it for $470.
Oh,
if you want.
Listen, this shirt's worth it for sure. So you asked him about this, did you?
Oh, of course I did. But sure, he doesn't have social media, so this was his answer.
Do you know there's a chunk of your hair for sale for $7K?
Nope.
Straight off the set from Peaky Blinders.
Right. Sounds a bit expensive.
That's such a typical Killian answer. Did you come across any other Irish then when you were at the Oscar Wilde party?
Yeah, Samantha Mumba was there.
No way.
The first time meeting her. I know. I was like, yay, 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 yeah. I was like, let's do some karaoke, girl. So, long story short, I asked her because you know Sophie Ellis Bextor's song Murder on the Dance Floor?
Yeah, okay. It's so big now because of Saltburn, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, it's making a comeback. So I was like to her, if you could have one song make a comeback, what would it be? And this is what she said.
I would have to say Gotta Tell You because it's my baby. It was my first song and I still love it to this day. So yeah, it would be that one.
If you could pick an Oscar movie for it to star in, which movie would it be?
Oh my God. I'm such a weirdo. The movie's coming. I'm like, don't say that out loud. Don't say that out loud. Why am I thinking of weird movies? God, I don't even know. James Cameron's here tonight, isn't he? Avatar 1, I loved.
Yeah.
I wanted to get my tail and connect.
Oh, you'll be the hottest Avatar of all time.
I'd love to be an Avatar.
So James Cameron was knocking about at that party as well, was he?
Yeah, he was, but we missed him. We bloody missed him because there was so much happening that like he went by. I was like, no, we want to talk to you too.
Well, you got the Irish in fairness and Killian and Samantha. That's all that matters. And so what's the plan then? So to the, like, obviously it's Friday, you know, where we are, and it's Friday morning, Thursday midnight where you are. What's the crack? What's the plan for tomorrow? What are you doing?
So tomorrow we're talking to the lads from Element Pictures. Obviously, they're up for 11 nominations in the Oscars for Poor Things.
Yeah.
They're an Irish production company, so it's big, big vibes. Then we're going to be going celeb spotting. So we're going to go to all the high-profile places and basically just see if we can stalk celebs.
Do you know what you do, right?
The ears off them.
I always see Dwayne The Rock Johnson, right? He always pulls up beside those bus tours that are like bus tours of celebrities' houses, and he always pulls up beside them and he goes, let's surprise some people, and then he just like freaks them out and like pulls up. I think if you go on one of those buses, ask the guy to go for Dwayne's house.
Oh my God. Do you know what I'd ask him? I'd be like, go on, you lift me over your head. Don't you lift me over your head. Go on, you will.
He would, would as well. Shannon, we're going to catch up with you again after the Oscars. I have no idea what you're going to be like in 2 or 3 days' time, but it's going to be great crack to catch up with you and see how it all went. Well, listen, yeah, but no better woman to be on the red carpet and hassling all the celebrities. You're a legend. Have a brilliant time at the Oscars. And we'll catch up again soon on the other side of it, all right?
Thanks, Emil. Talk to you then.
Nice one, Shannon. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.